Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
117.
117.
117 rhymes with Happy Halloween.
Yes, it does. Boo!
Happy Halloween. For those of you who aren't in a country where Halloween is a big deal, too bad, because it's the best. Halloween's my favorite holiday. And it's not really a holiday per se, but... It's an unholiday?
It's on calendars.
Yes.
I don't know that it's a federal holiday.
Oh, it's not a federal holiday, but it's All Hallows' Eve.
Yes.
So, or Andy's birthday Eve, Hallows, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of the Hallows.
All of them. Well, it makes sense. All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, All Hallows would be. So it is. It's the night before All Saints Day. Wow. Cool. Hmm. It's so much more famous than its actual holiday. Because, like, you don't, it's not like, oh, Christmas Eve is my favorite holiday. No, yeah. It's Christmas, right?
Right.
You don't celebrate Thanksgiving Eve. Or, you know, Veterans Day Fortnight or whatever. It's like All Hallows Eve is bigger than All Saints Day by far. So enjoy your... What? Oh, he's making a face.
In Mexico is All Saints Day, then
Madre
Dios de los Muertos.
Dios de los... Mother of the Dead. Dios de los Muertos. I don't remember which day Dios de los Muertos is. I think that's not... We'll have to check. That's one of the pieces of random trivia I don't have.
Okay.
But I don't think it's the same day. I think it's a summer-y thing.
Oh, I thought it was
I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong.
Hmm. Okay. I'm sure there'll be a link to it.
I'm sure there will be, Seth.
Because Seth's awesome.
Yeah. So carve your turnips, which is what they used to do, I think. They used to use turnips. Or your pumpkins or whatever.
Yeah.
Swing by my house for the full size candy bars.
Yes.
Because I'll be marathoning Halloween movies and eating full. Because it's a weekend this year. Real weekend.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And if you're an older teen, please stop by too. So I can punch you in the. No, just stop on by. I give candy.
If you're just older.
If you want candy, Scott, just come to my house.
Okay, thanks.
You'll get Scandy.
I'll get Scandy.
Which is Scary Andy for those of you who don't know. I'm probably going to be serving candy in a Bard hat, so got that going for me.
Yeah, makes a great conversation piece.
The conversation is usually, why the fuck are you wearing that hat?
Mm-hmm.
But hey, if it starts a conversation.
It starts a conversation, yeah.
So let's talk our weeks a little bit. So my week was fairly low-key. Obviously, we have a Kickstarter running right now.
Yes, we do.
The Natural 20 Kickstarter. Get out there, please share it. You support it if you can. What was that?
Dropped the cord on a piece of paper.
Share it, support it if you can. But more importantly, just let's get it out there. Let's get eyes on it.
Yeah, we're doing really good, but we need to boost the signal. And the thing that helps is when you see our posts, if you comment on them so that we can comment back to your replies. That helps the Facebook thing, algorithm, and really at this point now, we just need to boost the signal, get more people to see it, and...
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
And beatings are fleeting. So share away and we won't beat you, because... Or you won't remember it, I guess.
Yeah. What else with your week besides?
So aside from that,
the sigh of relief that we finally got everything done to launch it.
Yes, there was that, which was a huge deal. We obviously just did some voice work for an upcoming Dead FM.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun, and I think we got some great stuff out of it.
Yeah.
What else did I do? I was on call at work, which sucked. I hate that so much. I just hate it. So on call at work, I'll explain what that means.
Thanks. I mean, I know works.
It means something else.
Okay.
So we are what's called business hours on call, which means that during business hours, one person is point of contact for all of the trouble for an entire team. It sucks. It's a shitty, I hate it. But at least you have something to do. Like, you have something to focus on. It's not the randomization of normal work. So that's fine. But what it meant was I left a little early on Friday because a friend of mine who I haven't seen in 10 years came into town. He recently moved to Tacoma, so I'm going to see him again. But
oh, nice.
I was like, okay, well, Fridays are dead because we don't allow any like platform releases or anything like that on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had an emergency platform release, so I got called off hours. I had to log in. I had to do this fucking huge push. And of course, everything's slow because I'm over the shittiest VPN ever created by an IT guy anywhere. But I finally got it done. It was just a pain in the ass. Then we watched a bunch of 80s movies.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun. I mean, because, you know, it's Back to the Future week, kind of, so, which is over now.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Future's all in the past. So, well, is it all in the past? It is, right? Because he only stayed in the future like a week.
I think so.
We watched, let's see, obviously Back to the Future, Gremlins, Reanimator.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I forgot how awesome and campy Reanimator was. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched a bunch of stuff. Other than that, my week has just been kind of like setting up my home theater PC,
mm-hmm.
which is just a little Intel Nook. It's a little tiny guy, but it pushes everything I need. So, and then you inherited, of course, the previous one, which is the Intel Compute Stick.
Compute Stick, which is awesome.
Yep. I just couldn't do 4K with it. So I'm a 4K junkie with a monkey. I don't have a monkey. If you would like to give me a monkey, please make all monkeys postable to Tubards Monkey, care of Andy.
Now,
PO Box
do you want like a capuchin or do you want a chimp or orangutan?
I did say monkey, not ape, but okay. I think I would prefer an orangutan out of all of them would be what I would like because orangutans stay mellow their entire lives. Chimps are only mellow as children. They become very mean later in life. Capuchins are poop machines.
Yep.
And they don't make coffee, which pisses me off. Because they should. Whatever. So I'm going to say...
That's a cappuccino monkey.
Yes. Send me an orangutan if you can. Otherwise, just send me any monkey. I'll take it. I will take a marmoset. If it's on fire. So. That's about all of my week. Oh, I get my phone tomorrow, I think. The rumor is that the Windows Phone, the 950 XL, releases tomorrow. So I have my pre-order in. So hopefully I will have that to talk about on the next podcast, which may or may not happen next Sunday. It's my birthday, so I don't know if I'm going to be available.
Oh.
But we may do it. We may just do a birthday.
And by available, you mean sober.
Well.
I think you need to.
Happy Halloween!
Need to make yourself available.
I'll do what I can.
sober
or not, just be available. Yeah. Hey, so,
it would be great entertainment.
It will be.
Where
were those when we were? Where were those stomach rumblings when we were doing the Bilbo thing?
They're gonna be here, so maybe I'll just drop the mic and
you drop the mic into your pants.
Borbering me. Let's see. My week, I did a little shoot. Did a day on a friend's movie called Two Pictures.
Nice.
And that was a lot of fun up in the Everett area at the shipyards.
Good old Everwest.
And we were shooting on a Blackmagic, which I was very happy about.
They look good. They make you look good.
And what else? My feet are killing me, and I'm a little wrecked today because four friends had a single Libra birthday party, and it was 80s retro themed, 70s, 80s, and 60s, 70s, 80s, but basically there was like one 70s, and everyone else came 80s. And I was Jamie Lee Curtis from Perfect.
Oh, nice.
So I had the sweatshirt with the big cut neck
yeah.
so that it fell off my shoulders. And then I found some 1970s or 80s lady periwinkle blue, sweats.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, yeah. And then I found a headband because
mm-hmm.
I really wanted a headband. This was the best headband because it had a mullet.
Oh, nice.
So I had the headband mullet and this ridiculous off-the-shoulder gray. So, yeah, I was pretty happy. But I was wearing the shoes that I use when I'm not wearing boots on the motorcycle.
Oh.
And they have no support whatsoever.
Right.
They're not even, like, Chuck's good.
Ooh, ouch.
And they're court shoes, so you would think that they would be okay. But no. So I was doing a lot of dancing and drinking and couldn't feel that there was going to be a problem. So today I've been really unable to walk much.
Oh, that sucks, dude. I'm sorry. That does remind me, though, one of the other movies we watched, Weird Science.
Nice.
Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah.
Your Anthony Michael Hall. Your whatever happened to that guy? Nothing. He probably became a math teacher. Whatever happened to what did happen to Wyatt? Anything?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty good, but relatively uneventful week. I'm sure there's other things that happened, and I am just forgetting what they were. So
I got my Bluetooth mechanical keyboard a couple days ago.
Nice.
Well, so I ordered one from Amazon that it had two reviews and they were both positive, but the keyboard ended up sucking. It was DOA out of the box, except for not DOA, just like partially dead. It was brain dead on arrival, right?
Wow.
So it comes out of the box on, which freaked me out because it was a light up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the something like RK61. I think. And it's this Chinese mechanical Bluetooth keyboard, compact design. It was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted in terms of design, because I want to have a mechanical keyboard for typing when I'm not at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because the one on my laptop isn't great. So that sucked. The keys were super flimsy. Like, you could feel that they were garbage. Basically, they were really shittily manufactured. The function key didn't work, and everything used the function key. Every single thing on that keyboard used the function key, and it didn't work. So I couldn't dim it. I couldn't turn off the LED backlighting, which I hated. I couldn't sync it. I couldn't do anything. And the USB connectivity didn't work that was advertised. It said you could plug in a USB cable, plug it into your PC, and it worked as like a wired keyboard. Bullshit. Didn't work at all.
Wow.
So I had to send that back. Ended up getting one that was twice as expensive, but was Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Works perfectly. Like, out of the box, worked like magic. It was a perfect keyboard.
Nice.
It's bigger, though, and it's got the 10 key and everything like that, which is great if you need 10 key, but not as good for portability.
Right.
So, and it's a clicky. It's a clicky keyboard. Yes.
You do like the clicky keyboards.
I love the clicky keyboards, man. I love them. There's so much. I just... Mm.
For Brophy's Wall of Awesome, I bought some surge protectors because he had everything in like 10-year-old zip strips. And I'm like, dude.
No.
So that was my housewarming gift.
That's good. That's nice.
And a new 9-foot cable for power cable for his TV so that we could hide it and drop it with everything else.
Good.
So it looks really nice, but I got him a Woods surge protector for the TV stuff because it has a master plug.
Right.
And then three dependent plugs and two just straight
power.
Surge protector power. So I could put the TV in the master, and then I could put his speaker system and his PlayStation, and I thought the cable box all dependent. So when you turn off the TV, everything else turns off, and there's no phantom power going to it.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's off, which is great. And then his, he has some like decorative lights could go in one of the two always on, and the cable modem go in the always on. Well, turns out that Comcast cable boxes take like 5 minutes to boot up now on the X1 whatever. So we had to pull that out and put it in the always on because that just needs to be always on. And he was noticing that going to the straight power, he has it set up to some Christmas lights in the dining room, just as ambient light. And they started flashing in the middle of the night, and he was hearing click, 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 click.
Oh, no.
and called them. And so it's not a hazard, it's a nuisance, but they're going to replace it. So I had to do the send back to Amazon and blah, blah, blah. So hopefully the next one will be good. Otherwise, I'm just going to get them a straight dumb surge protector. But I thought that that would be really nice
because
when you turn off the TV, then you know everything else is off.
Yep. Boom, done. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Those are the woes.
Yeah. Cool. What else did I do? I finally watched John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was really good. That's exactly what an action movie should be. And Keanu rocked.
And no spoilers.
No.
But fucking dog.
That dog, dude.
Well, the fucking people who wrote that into that movie.
I love them.
I want to kick them in the nuts and I then love I want them. To hug them.
Poor Theon Greyjoy. Because again. Except for not really.
No.
Dude, Alfie Allen is playing. He's doing great at playing bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, I don't know if you noticed, but the other Russian thug was the dude from Daredevil. He was the Fisk's assistant.
Right.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really awesome, actually. So, yeah, that was good. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. And a lot of cameos I didn't expect to see. Like, a lot of cameos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing cameos. Jared Padalecki's wife was in it, too. That surprised me. So, from Supernatural, the tall guy,
mm-hmm.
his wife was the female assassin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you had the dude from Fringe in it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, of course, Defoe makes a cameo. There's just so many cameos. Like, you can't even... It was insane.
Fun stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, but it was really good. It was good. It was like really well acted. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. So in honor of the awesome holiday eve. No, it's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
The eve of the thing that's a holiday. Bard v. Bard is Halloween.
Yes. We're going to talk about our favorite activities to do on Halloween. So,
or worst, or worst Halloweens. Or
we can just something. Go nuts. Let's go. Let's have fun with this. So let's see. I'll start with my worst Halloween, or my. Well, no, it wasn't. It was, you know, it was a lot of fun. But I'll go. So, being poor, I was a Value Village Halloweener when I was a kid. Just a huge Halloweener, and so I decided. I think it was my first high school Halloween where I was allowed to go out.
Mm.
So I decided I was going to go and drag. So I went. I found a nice, modest dress, and I grabbed, you know, the wig. And no, I look great. I actually looked really good. I look a lot like my cousin. Sorry, Amber. really sorry. But I got hose as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have hairy legs with hose. It looks like you've got some kind of worm problem under your skin. So I shave my legs. Just up to like the mid-thigh.
Wow. Yeah. That's some commitment.
Well, I wanted it to, you know.
Swimmers who won't even do that.
I wanted to feel pretty, Scott.
Okay.
So I used way too much blue eyeshadow to feel pretty. So I shaved my legs and I went out. And I will say that pantyhose are very warming, and it was a fucking cold night.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the costume, however, was not. It was so cold, and I was stupid. I didn't buy a matching wrap. I didn't do anything like that. I was just like, I'm going to go out and be a woman. This is great. It was fucking cold.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cold. And then, of course, I had the whole week. 3 weeks of grow back that sucked where the first couple of nights you're like, oh man, jeans feel good. Sheets feel good. Everything feels good. And then you're like, everything feels terrible. I hate everything. This sucks the worst. So
then you have Velcro stubble.
Yeah.
That everything sticks to.
So luckily I only shaved up to mid thigh. So like I wore long pants for a while, but the problem is, and I didn't know this, I knew that my seatbelt would sometimes catch hairs in my beard, and it hurt really bad. I didn't even think about jeans catching hairs in your legs.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucked. because they'll just catch him like just right and pull him. Anyway, and while it was, I guess it was a fun Halloween, but it was a terrible after Halloween. So, what's your worst Halloween?
I was trying to think about that, and I was trying to get all nostalgic, and I don't have, it was either so horrible that I have blocked it out of my memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my worst Halloween were the ones where I did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh my God, it's Halloween. You know, I'm a single guy, whatever. But then you're home.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do? Are you a dick and turn off the front porch light, but obviously have a TV going that shows that you're home? And so
you get people eggs.
Come up and knock on your door and you have to answer it because they know someone's home. And then you have to look at these disappointed eyes after they go trick or treat. They're all excited. And you go, I've got nothing. That's why my light was off.
Yeah.
Usually I would just turn everything off and then go see a movie.
Yeah, that's not bad. We got egged last year, which is funny because we had full-size candy bars.
Yeah.
But nobody came up. We just turned our porch light off at around 11, and they assumed because our porch light was off, we weren't, and they egged us.
Hmm.
Whatever.
Got to put a sign on the gate that says, candy this way.
Yep, indeed. So I need to run my lights probably this week, or like probably tomorrow, actually. So I'll run my lights. I'll get everything ready, get ready to hand out some candy. It'll be good. My best Halloween was 5 or 6 years ago. And I think we've talked about this before, but my cousin, because his birthday is actually today. So happy birthday, Dennis Nickel.
Oh, happy birthday, Dennis.
Happy birthday, Dennis. Dennis and Amber and Josh and a bunch of, we all kind of pitched in a little bit, but they did the lion's share of the work, obviously. Turned his garage into Vault 101 or Vault 30, sorry, from Fallout.
Mm.
So we had a vault party, Halloween party. I came as the ghost pirate LeChuck. It was really funny. That was great. That's like my favorite Halloween. It wasn't one from like long gone when I was a kid watching Great Pumpkin or anything like that, though. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was, let's go do this awesome vault party at my cousin's house. So happy birthday, Dennis. And when are you going to do another one?
Yeah.
Fallout 4 is coming out. That's all I'm saying.
Because that sounds like fun. I would like to go do that.
Yeah, and you would too.
I have a lot of fond memories as a child with Halloween because it was a time unlike today. I could get an apple and not worry about needles or razor blades in it.
You really don't actually have to worry about that today.
I know.
That's such a, like, we are just a paranoid piece of shit country now. Yes. So.
But that was sort of the urban legend. And I think it was probably started by kids who just wanted fucking candy and not healthy food.
No, I heard the toothbrushes that you get on Halloween have razor blades in them.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking dude, 7 people in like the New York area died from tampering of capsules.
Yeah.
And they recalled all of them.
Yeah.
7 people.
Yeah.
You know?
So
one unsuccessful shoe bomb attempt and we all have to take off our shoes at the fucking airport. We're a paranoid country.
But we lived in the areas we lived in were populated by people with kids. And so like 1 year we'd go out with dad and 1 year we'd go out with mom because they'd be staying at home waiting to serve the candy. And then when I got older and couldn't go trick-or-treating, it was awesome to hand out candy to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole, all of from, you know, whenever I started as a pirate with, you know, the black wax makeup mustache on and the eye patch and the stupid plastic Kmart costume so that if it was raining in Oregon, it often was, you know, didn't fall apart. And all aspects of Halloween as a child I thought were pretty awesome just because of the area and all the people, and everybody is out, and it's just this huge mass, parents with the kids, and everybody's waving, and you know, parents are coming out, and they've got cider for everybody. And, I mean, it was really, really an awesome time for that to happen.
Yes.
And so I always look back on Halloween now as that's awesome. And every place that I've lived as an adult,
nothing
doesn't really, you know, apartment complexes. I didn't do that growing up. And so nobody does that. I think the new thing that I like is Halloween at the mall.
Yeah. Well, they're like downtown, sort of 30, what am I thinking here? California today was closed off because they were doing a big Halloween thing at the Junction. So like, the record, you know, you had all the stuff going on at the record store and the cupcake place, and, and it was just, it was really cool. It was all, you know, a bunch of kids running around in costumes today. And it was,
oh, nice.
So yeah. And I thought it was pretty neat. That stuff's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite? Well, I think we already went over our favorite Halloween activities. I do like now giving out candy while watching scary movies. So that's fun. Do we have a question about that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just shut up. I'm going to shut up. Shut it, Andy. Shut it. So I guess that...
Nope. Activities are not...
Okay.
We can't get into costumes.
Okay, so my favorite activities now are doing that. Of course, I still love going to parties, but it doesn't happen as much these days.
Yeah.
Mostly because everyone's too busy, I think. I would love to do an actual real Halloween party one of these years. Next year would be a good year for it, but I'm going to be in Portland. So, because I'm doing my 40th birthday at the Horse Brass Pub in Portland, which is also turning 40 at the exact, sorry, it turns 40 1 minute before I do.
Wow.
It opened its doors at 6 p.m. November 1st, 1976. I was born at 6:01 p.m. November 1st, 1976.
All right.
But I was born in Seattle, not Portland. So, sorry, Horse Brass.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think so. I like the scary stuff. I like haunted housey feeling stuff. I don't like the like extreme scare haunted houses they're doing now. They're all right, but they're, you know, there is one that I would like to try. I don't know if I'm ready for it yet, but they put you in a room naked and alone, and you have to get through the haunted house, and then you before you go out, you know, your clothes are waiting there and stuff, but you basically get dropped into a room naked and alone, and you have to make it through the haunted house. It'd be fun. I think it'd be fun. And you go as groups too, so it's like you and a group of people are all naked and well, so not alone, but you're alone in terms of it's just you guys, and you start out and there's of course nothing, like you don't hear anything, there's nothing. It's just dark. So it's pretty cool.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. It's like that TV show.
That would be very vulnerable.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole point is to make you feel vulnerable so that you're actually scared because it's getting hard. I mean, I have to admit, I watched, you know, watching Reanimator, that movie scared the shit out of people in theaters. And I'm watching it and I'm just laughing. I'm just fucking laughing.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's bad effect. It's because it's just gore doesn't do it anymore. It's you've got to feel like scared. And it just gore is just grossed out now. We've seen too much as a society.
I liked not necessarily on Halloween, but going out to the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
And getting my pumpkins, not going to Safeway and pulling them out of a bin, but going
cider.
Because there's usually cider, a corn maze, other things.
Caramel apples.
Caramel apples. Now it's all, you know, late night glow in the dark zombie paintball hunts. And
which I'm not against that.
I'm not either, but
it's expensive. It's more of a production. You can't just go and enjoy yourself.
Right. It's not just somebody with an awesome farm that, you know, you go with your family and it's fun and it's laughter and all that. And it's, yeah, it's the production aspect.
So Damon and Sean, why aren't you guys doing a nice haunted, you guys should do like a haunted Chaldea set.
Yes.
That would be amazing actually to do a Bandersnatch haunted something.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, maybe we should talk to them about that for next year.
Yeah.
Two Bards present a Bandersnatch production. The Haunted Vagina. I don't know. You ever met a girl with a haunted vagina? It's freaky.
I'm sure that it is.
Yeah.
So, maybe
Bustin
to...
makes you feel good. Sorry.
To get us out of this bad segue...
Yes!
I had...
All segues are bad. They're pretentious and stupid.
The good fortune...
Oh, not the vehicles.
No, not the vehicles. Had the good fortune an hour ago to have an interview with Miss Carol Roscoe.
Yes, you did.
And so maybe we should cut to that now.
Yeah, let's listen to that.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's Scott C. Brown coming to you with an interview for the Two Bards podcast. And with me in the studio is the lovely, talented, and ever so, it's worth repeating, lovely Carol Roscoe.
Hey, Scott.
Hey. What are you doing here anyway?
Well, I came by to do some signing of some, let's see,
like
liners.
American Sign Language?
Yes, ASL.
ASL?
Signing my signature to photographs of my face from Gamers Darkness Rising and the DVD Blu-ray. The
Blu-ray.
New Blu-ray. Sorry, the new Blu-ray liners, signing those as well. So I'm taking a break to let the sensation come back to my hands, which have completely fallen asleep from signing, and coming up to chat with you.
Yes, because you and I had 1.5 boxes each of our own photos.
I tell you, it was... I was pretty flattered to know that I rank as high as the Bard. That
and,
was...
And I was pretty flattered to rank as high as the awesome picture that you have. They pulled out all the stops. That is a good... I don't know where we got it, but that's a good still picture.
I want one, but there aren't enough.
There aren't.
They're bespoke.
So, yeah, they are bespoke. But Dawn assures me that we can get more.
That's excellent.
Because I like the body surfing zombie Flynn. That's a pretty good picture.
Everyone wants one of those.
Yeah. So outside of signing stuff for DG Properties, what are you up to? I hear that you're up to something pretty awesome right now.
Well, I'm having fun with it. I sometimes, when I'm not slaying zombies with you, I direct theater as well. And so right now I'm directing a show in Seattle for Book It Repertory Theater. I am directing Jane Austen's Emma. And it's the 200th anniversary of the publication of Emma. And we're very excited to be doing it. It's a fantastic cast. They're all beautiful, beautiful people, both inside and out. And they're so much fun to work with. We have this gorgeous set. And it's going to be really excellent. Excellent.
Okay. I may have lost the email. Or it went straight to spam. But, I mean, Emma is totally in my wheelhouse. I'd like to know why I wasn't called.
I waited
a long time.
I think I gave your name, actually, to the casting director. So, I mean, I can check with him. But
Oh, it didn't come from you? I probably just trashed it.
Yeah, it might have just gone right into your spam folder or something.
All the other casting directors knocking on my door, just beating the place down. It's like, if I don't know you, I'm not going to. Okay, that would explain it. I thought it would. Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. So where's that? That's at Book It. And when does it go up?
Oh, that will open December 5th. Is opening night, but we start previews, I think, December 3rd, December 2nd. Mm. And it'll run all the way through the holidays and through the new year to January 3rd, I think is the last day.
Oh.
And it performs at the Center House Theater at the Armory there at Seattle Center. But get your tickets now because they're selling really, really well. There's a lot of Jane Austen fans in the world.
There are.
And they all seem to live in Seattle, which is awesome for us.
Yeah. Well, and for those of our listeners who have not been keeping up on the Dead.fm podcast, we have some Jane Austen Society letter writers
Fantastic.
That are going back and forth that you should check out.
Excellent.
There's a heated debate going on
about
within the Jane Austen Society itself.
What about?
Some infighting and backbiting and mudslinging
among the members, or is
among
it...
the members? Yes,
that's thrilling.
Yeah. You wouldn't think from that.
Oh no, you would.
Would you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure because I'm not playing Emma, so I don't care. And what else did you do this summer?
This summer, golly, I did a lot of travel this summer. I went to Maine and.
Oh, where in Maine?
North Pond.
Boof Bahaba, Bahaba?
No, we're inland. No. It was inland.
Oh,
it's actually,
oh, you were in timber country.
It feels very cosmopolitan where we go to in Maine because it's Norway, which is near South Paris, which is not far from, I think, East Paris as well. So, you know, I feel very traveled when I get back from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's yeah, my time. Mom was from Waterville.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the last big family vacation was on Deer Island.
Mm-hmm.
11-acre, 2-story house.
That's nice.
We drove up, you know, it looks nice as, okay, yeah. We're going to rent this for the weekend, blah, blah, blah. And we drove up and it was like, we're not leaving here.
Ever.
The entire
ever.
Week.
Yeah, we go stay with family, a tiny little cottage on the pond, and it's just perfect kayaking.
Yeah.
Although it did take, I think, about 8 weeks for all of the bug bites to finally disappear.
Yeah. You don't understand what a no-see-em is until you go into the woods in Maine. Because you don't see them, you just feel them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to Ireland for 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really excellent. Dublin and Galway and some points in between. And we stayed at a castle. We also stayed at this 400-year-old house in Dublin, which was the strangest place I've ever slept. It had this really intriguing odor, I guess one would call it. But we were super
lucky.
Was it
lucky. A paranormal odor?
No. It just was a 400-year-old kind of odor,
okay.
Right? But it was just down the block from, we'll see if the name of it comes to me, something like the Crossroads. I don't think that's it, though, but it was something like that. This pub that is famous for traditional music and went down and... sat and listened and actually sang along and made some friends, some locals. It was just really, it was a fantastic time.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
So Maine, Ireland.
And then Seattle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you always got to come home.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. I know that you're on a tough time crunch to...
I have to finish signing.
Finish signing and then get to the rest of your life that doesn't
I have pumpkins to carve.
Ah.
Actually, yeah.
Oh, you're not giving your hands any rest,
nope.
Are you?
Nope.
Anything else that you would like to cover or say to the three people that listen to this podcast that you might not have said to them before?
Thanks for giving my friend Scott something to do.
Yes, thank you. That's awesome. Well, I will let you get back to things. And thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For at least 1 week not making our podcast a total sausage fest.
Because, I do what I can. You know, any time you need a little more diversity. Yeah, you just let me know.
Okay.
Come down and join you.
Perfect. Thank you, Carol.
See you.
That was a great interview.
Thank you very much.
We don't get to talk to Carol very much, so it's
we
really,
don't.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
So should we get some questions?
Questions.
Captain Questions.
Yes.
Do we have any statements? Because we talked about doing the statement segment, where the rants and raves and whatnot.
Yes, I have not received any
state rant at us, rave at us
emails.
Quoth the Raven.
Here. Yeah.
You guys suck.
However, there are a couple. Yeah, we'll work our way into the questions.
All right.
So Laura Adams wants to point out in our multi...
The Red Witch. Halloween. I'm trying to make it. I'm trying. It's ambience, man.
Yeah. Okay. This is my worst Halloween experience ever.
Damn it! All right, go back and edit that in.
Yeah. Wanted to point out that Ray Park, who we said was part of the multi-ethnic conglomeration.
He's white, isn't he?
He's Scottish.
Okay. Well, he looked white when he played Toad, but Park is such a Korean name, and he's a martial arts guy who's named Park.
Yes.
So.
And so he is an actor, and it says actor X-Men, and I keep forgetting about X-Men.
Yeah, he was
and
Toad.
Just thinking of him as Darth Maul, which looks...
Well, Darth Maul specifically looks like an Lord Alfred Bester character from a book called The Stars, My Destination, who had tiger stripes tattooed on his face because he was just that
badass.
Angry. And he wanted revenge on the V'ger or something like that. He wanted revenge on a ship that abandoned him.
Hmm.
So,
yeah, he was born in Glasgow, Scotland, and raised in England.
Oh.
So.
Well, Mr. Park.
He is ethnic in that he is not American.
I don't think that counts.
Nope. Mike Ott posted a interesting picture on our feed.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, what is this? When I just looked at it, it was like these two cups.
Mm-hmm.
With overflowing chocolate, straws stuck into them.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Mike. Come on, man. I'm trying to be healthy.
And crumbled up stuff, and it just had that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so I clicked on it. It's a Tim Tam milkshake.
Go to hell.
So I
This is my worst Halloween.
I had to take one of the imager comments and say, yes, there are lots of Tim Tams for my tum-tum.
Oh, my God.
So we might have to see if they're...
I would have to take 2 days off of eating entirely to drink one of those right now.
Right.
And I will, because I'm going to do it.
And apparently it's a thing by a company.
Of course it is.
So we might have to get those for the Tim Tam Slam and see if we can...
Slam Tim Tam
milkshake.
Yo, dog, I heard you like Tim Tams, so we put Tim Tams in your Tim Tams.
Exactly.
Damn. Thanks, Mike. You're killing me.
And because Rob McLennan loves us and our new healthy habits, he asks, what is your favorite, quote, healthy meal?
There's no such thing as a favorite healthy meal. They all suck.
No.
But, well, so your salad is one of my favorites, but I'm going to say today I indulged in my favorite healthy meal, and it's not healthy from a sodium standpoint. Let me get that right out of there.
Okay.
But sodium has also been... only loosely linked to blood pressure. It's not, as long as you drink a lot of water, it's really not as big a deal as I used to make it. But it's pho. I like a big old bowl of pho with half noodle. That takes the calories of a large bowl to under 500.
Hmm.
So it is a huge bowl of deliciousness that's under 500 calories. So that's my healthy. That's my favorite healthy. Second, close favorite though, has got to be the salad you made the other day. That was fucking good.
Yeah, I am digging on that salad. I'm going to try my next iteration with just spinach
as
opposed to the half and half spring mix.
Yep.
So for those who don't know what that salad is, it is salad, lettuce of your choice. Now, I take and chop it up because I find that trying to eat salad with huge leaves is problematic to shoving that in my face. So I take a knife to it and cut them into, you know, half-inch strips or whatever, bundle all this stuff, throw it in, and then you grab some turkey, because there's less fat than ground beef, throw some enchilada or burrito or taco seasoning or whatever you want in there so that the meat's flavored, throw that into the salad, throw some salsa, which is 10 calories for every 2 tablespoons, so, you know... go nuts and throw in a quarter cup of salsa and a little sprinkle of cheese. And if you heat up the meat, as we did, and throw that in, the cheese starts to break down. You mix it all up.
Get a little bit of wilt, just a tiny bit of wilting in the leaves.
Yeah. And it works really well. But my favorite meals that I'm finding are chicken based, mm-hmm. and the only calories to speak of are in the chicken,
mm-hmm.
because it's then green zucchini, yellow zucchini, mm-hmm. onion, shallots, bell peppers, not green, yellow, orange, and or red. What else? Mushrooms. And I think sometimes throw in the broccoli. But you can season that to be Indian.
Chinese.
Mexican. Mexican, Italian. Mm-hmm. And so you have the same base block foods that are pretty readily available year-round. Some are hothouse, but, you know, me, that's okay. Hothouse stuff is okay. And you have a very flavorful, multicultural dish that you can make.
Yeah.
But the most amazing thing that I had the other night was spaghetti squash.
Mm.
And that is easy to do. And we did the spaghetti squash with the onions and the garlic and all the flavorful stuff in just a... found an amazing cooking oil. It's olive oil, avocado oil, and coconut oil.
Hmm.
And it is super light, cuts the calories from olive oil in about half, and pumps in the omega-3 fatties that are good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And no marinara sauce, a little bit of Parmesan cheese and pepper, and I swear to God I was eating sausage.
Oh, nice.
It was just, the Parmesan was cooked just enough with the with the hard pepper in there. It was just like, are we getting andouille right now? This is amazing, because I thought that was not on the list.
Right.
And it was spaghetti squash, and it was cold the next day, straight out of the refrigerator. It was good.
Nice.
So... those are a few of our favorite recipes for quote-unquote healthy food.
Yes.
And the best part about that is that all the calories are good calories, low calories, so I can eat as much as I want and not go, well, I got to stop with one chicken breast. It's like, no. I can have two huge bowls of that if I want. Paula Moran asks, what are the best and worst Halloween costumes you've ever worn?
Well, I kind of
worn, went, not seen.
Kind of already went over my worst, but not because of the costume itself, just because of the issues.
Yes.
I think one year I went in just a World War II gas mask. That was pretty stupid. Because of an actual World War II gas mask. So like
naked with a gas mask?
Nah, well, I mean regular clothes.
Oh, okay.
And a gas mask. But it was stupid, like low visibility. That sucked. So that's my worst. Best, I'm going to say, is the Ghost Pilot LeChuck. That was, Erin helped me. She made a jacket. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best. I love that thing. And when I got sick and tired of wearing the shitty fake beard, because we had to go get wispy beards because he's a ghost pirate.
Mm-hmm.
So I ripped all of it off and turned into Fabio. Or I guess Flabio. But, you know, it was, I had like just this white blustery shirt on with lacing down the front. And my hair was down, and I'd shaved to put the fake beard on, so I was just baby-faced. It was pretty funny.
Nice. When Jen Page was here, also signing all the stuff that we were signing, we were reminiscing about some of her Halloween parties. I'd have to say my worst performing, I don't know, costume was for that. I went as a Flasher.
Mm-hmm.
Got the London Fog jacket.
Yep.
And then made a...
did you make the nylon wang?
Fiber fill and nylons wang and sack.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you got to make the sack.
I did the whole thing and tied it in such the way that it... and then I can't remember what it was, but I think it had the string going to the jacket. So when I open the jacket, it pops up. And it seemed like a really cool thing. And for 5 minutes, it was.
And then the whole rest of the party, you're wearing
a jacket inside with a bunch of people and this really uncomfortable nylon snake, because you don't make it appropriately sized. You make it, you know, as a third leg. Call me tripod. So that was, yeah, didn't have the staying power. Last year's I really liked because I was the Devil Wears Prada, which was very simple.
Devil horns.
Two little horns. And then all of my clothes, really nice I went and printed handbag. The Prada label mm-hmm. and just stapled them to everything. So I had my Lucky 13 shirt with a Prada label over
nice.
It.
Nice. That's awesome.
My Levi's had a Prada label on it.
Yeah, last year I went as Gamergate. It was terrible. Like, I wore, I had a fedora. It sucked. I had a fedora. I was wearing a utility kilt, a gaming shirt from Penny Arcade, and I had a little word bubble attached to my hat that said, actually, it's about ethics and gaming journalism. It was fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
The best that never happened...
It was scary, though. It was terrifying.
Was when I was playing Frankenstein's Creature and I had my head shaved.
Mm.
I really wanted to do Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Because it was happening at the right time.
But you weren't Scotch-Korean.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
the Scotch
issue. Pole, yeah. So it didn't work.
Wasn't that a Starburst commercial? Scotch-Korean? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I know that there's got to be a favorite that I did, but none of it's coming to mind. Probably the pirate as a kid. It was the most memorable.
Yeah. Well, we should definitely... I don't know if we're going to have the money or the means this Halloween, but we should definitely do something fun maybe next Halloween.
Yeah.
Like plan for it for 6 months like you do.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And we'll involve the Bandersnatch.
Yes, we will.
Chiz.
No, you can't really.
Bandersnigh?
Well, So Bandersnatches sounds terrible, but if you don't complete the whole word together, you just said Bandersnatch jizz. And that's
oh yeah
terrible
no,
too.
That is awful. Rob McClendon is going to get us out of that awful segue.
Thanks, Rob.
With the resurgence of shows about how aliens taught us everything and looking for Atlantis, I think that it's about time that someone did a documentary looking for Minas Tirith. Don't you?
Yes.
We two bards could do that.
Yeah,
because I believe I have it sitting in my curiosity cabinet.
Oh,
right
we can find
there.
It. Would be very short. There
yes.
it is. There it is.
It's a you short do. Film. On
he
the
has
documentary.
He has Minas Tirith sitting in a curio cabinet, a little scale replica.
Yes,
of Minas Tirith.
Because I'm a dork and I bought all of those things with every Lord of the Rings special.
Hell
edition
yes, you did.
Expansion.
So you've
pack.
Got the Gollum somewhere as well. Is it also in your curio? Okay.
Because
I have the Gollum with
be.
The fish.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
He is somewhere. I think he's up there. And then
okay.
Brian just returned my Gollum DVD.
Making or becoming the, Gollum, right?
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. Andy Serkis.
Yeah, which was great.
Yeah, because that came with one of the big packs. I think it's the one that came with the Gollum with the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. That was because I had that too. So.
And that brings us to the end of that.
Well... Again, happy Halloween, everyone. Have a great and safe holiday, but not too safe. Not too great either. I don't want to be jealous. Have a mediocre holiday.
Have a mediocre holiday.
To make
holiday.
Us feel better.
Yeah.
And don't take any, I guess, razor
wooden
blade
pennies,
apples.
Razor blade apples.
Yeah. So, without any further ado, a big thank you to our backers, Hawks Robinson,
Leslie Sedlak,
Todd McKimmy,
Donald Evans,
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment,
Bradley Swan,
Trampas Johnson,
Gordon D. Duke,
Digby Davis, LLC,
Paula Moran,
Amanda Cook,
Mark Bevier,
James Herbert,
Adam Morey,
Matthew Hunt,
Tim Martin,
Rob McLennan,
Lotta Jerf,
Laura Adams,
Tom Brophy,
Tom Stewart, Tom Stewart,
Dougie Sharp,
Justin Everett,
Brittany Bentley,
Brad Roberts.
Jennifer Reifenberry.
Rival Guy.
And Chad Jones.
It's a Jones.
Jones. Chad
yeah,
Jones.
Once I get below Lotta on the list, my right eye takes over, so I'm seeing things through the spit filter. Or the pop filter. Technically the pop filter, but let's
yes.
be honest, today it was a spit filter.
Yeah.
So like it becomes really hard to read.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a...
If you're listening and want to come hang out on Halloween.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. We could go as, I don't know, we could go as a catastrophic X-ray event from a black hole. That's pretty scary.
Or black hole suns.
Black hole suns. We'll wash away the rain. Don't you come.